Autolite and its 96,000 dealers present Suspense. Tonight, Autolite brings you The 1 Millionth Joe, a suspense play produced and edited by William Spear and starring Mr. Jack Carson.
I'm Al Jazant. From A to Z in public relations is how I bill myself. And there was this stunt which I dreamed up for the Bureau of Better Business Promotion to pay off the 4th of July weekend. But I hadn't counted on the fireworks, which in this case was a big 45 jammed in the middle of my back.
Yes, in a moment, Mr. Jack Carson, and a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Say, Wilcox, if the bases are loaded with two men out, who's the boy you'd like to see up there at bat?
Why, the spark plug of the team, of course. The lad who's right there with that surefire, never-miss power. Say, that reminds me of ignition-engineered Autolite spark plugs. You see, Autolite spark plugs are a vital part of the team, too.
Well, how do you mean, part of what team?
Well, just this half. Autolite engineers engineer complete ignition systems used as original factory equipment on many makes of America's finest cars. So naturally, they engineer Autolite spark plugs to work as a perfect team, with the coil, distributor, and all the other important parts of a car's ignition system. And that's mighty important.
Yeah, I see. That's what you mean when you say Autolite spark plugs are ignition engineered.
Absolutely right, Hap. And that's why they can't be beat for quick starting, smooth performance, and gas mileage. So, friends, see your friendly Autolite spark plug dealer tomorrow. Have worn-out spark plugs replaced with world-famous ignition-engineered Autolite spark plugs. Whether you choose the resistor type or the standard type, you can't buy a better spark plug for your car because you're always right with Autolite.
And now, with the 1 Millionth Joe and the performance of Jack Carson, Autolite hopes once again to keep you in suspense.
Yes, I'm Al Jazant, like I said. I started to tell you about this publicity stunt I dreamed up for the Bureau of Better Business Promotion. Well, me and some businessmen with a few reporters, cameramen, and such were out at the airport.
The Transworld Argus, Flight 24 from Chicago. Transworld Argus, Flight 24.
Now, come on, gang. This will be at Gate 5.
Gate 5.
Oh, come on, Crowley, fellas, boys and girls. Hey, Tiny, you got that camera hot? You got your oranges, Mr. Wilder?
Yeah, I still think a three-piece band looks paltry, Sant.
A paltry schmaltry, Mr. Wilder. What we care about is newspaper coverage. Now, stand back when they start coming
also
through the gate.
Arriving, Gate 5, passengers from the Bobcat line, Flight 16 from Houston.
Well, another plane. Is this a horse race or is this a horse race? Boy, oh, boy.
I declare, I'm all over goosebumps.
That the plane you chartered, Algie, for all his relatives you're ringing in?
Oh, lay off. This deal's on the level.
Who are you kidding? He takes his cut coming and going.
Lay off. Hey, here they come, so stand back. You count, Wilder, and me and Mr. Allen will nab him. Now, the last number was 999,990.
10 to go. Yep. Okay. 991. 992. 993.
Well, if I have to say so myself, I'm a pretty smooth operator. At this moment, I had one client, the Bureau of BBP. And the stud I dreamed up for them was a honey. This was the setup. Nab the 1 Millionth Joe through the airport, be he male, female, or what have you, and give this lucky character a 24-hour whirl in the house. Pictures, prizes, tickets to this and that. And all the businesses had chipped in, and it was a good fat kitty. And it worked out to be near the 4th of July, which was a great tie-in. So now, a herd of passengers was stampeding through Gate 5 from two planes. The big Chicago plane and the little one from Houston. And all unbeknownst to them, lightning was about to strike.
996.
Hey, ain't this exciting, fellas, huh? Well, ain't it?
997.
Hey, it's going to be that girl.
998.
That guy in the gray hat's moving up there.
999.
Hey, you stand back, will you? Hey, you watch it, mister.
Yeah. Stupid, eh? Watch where you're going.
I'm
well, go on if you're in such a hurry.
Hey, and the guy wins. He knocked the gal out of the running.
1 million.
That's him.
One moment, sir. I want to...
What do you want? Who are you?
Look over here, mister. Over here. Look this way.
What
get
is face, this buddy. Anyway,
heaven's
sake.
Hang the flowers around his neck.
Oh, please. Let go. You've made a mistake. Let go.
No, look. They can't get pictures when you jump around like that.
I don't want my picture taken. Let go.
How's this, Crowley?
Over this way,
Mister, unbeknownst to you, you are the 1 millionth passenger to walk through these
gates. Let me go or I'll...
As guest of the Bureau of BBP, from now on until the 4th of July, your hotel is paid for.
Oh.
You will visit the Lion Farm and... Mister, hold still.
Pick on someone else. I don't want anything.
You will lunch with a motion picture star, eat at a world-famous restaurant, be the recipient of many free gifts gratis. A mink sling cape, 2 dozen sports shirts, 2,000 cans of dog food... A free airplane pass to anywhere in the whole wide world.
What?
Something strikes your fancy.
An airplane pass to, say, Brazil?
Sure, you name it. Yes, sir? Even to the romantic land of your dreams south of the border. Now, sir, what is your name?
I'm A.D. Thompson.
And where are you from, Mr. Thompson?
Missouri.
Businessman?
Missouri.
Yes, Ruggs, retired.
Did you plane to here from Chicago or from Houston, Mr. Thompson?
Houston.
Hold up one of these oranges, Mr. Thompson, and tuck the crate under your arm.
Oh.
And smile.
Smile.
That's it. Snap it, Tiny.
Got it.
On behalf of the Great Valley Citrus Company, it gives me pride and pleasure to present you.
So how was I to know that the trouble was giving me the leer? He looked surefire. Mr. A.D. Thompson, middle-aged, middle-sized, middle-ugly. Mr. John Q. Public himself. Well, in the meantime, that blonde, the one Mr. Thompson had rammed out of line on the other side of the gate, she'd been standing by listening. She was a tall, rangy, good-looking blonde, and, well, all of a sudden she moved in on me.
You running this powwow, Buster? By rights, all those prizes belong to me.
Oh, no. Honey, play fair.
Mr. Thompson here sideswiped me or I would have come through the gate ahead of him.
Technically, miss, Mr. Thompson came through first.
Look, my shin hurts and I don't like being shoved around. Win or lose, I can make trouble, Buster. I can sue you cross-eyed and you know it.
That you can. That you can, Mr. Wilder.
I said if the Bureau gets sued, you'll be... Well, now, miss, now, the Bureau wants to be perfectly fair and square with you, only I don't see how...
Hey, in most contests where there's a tie, they have to give duplicate prizes, Mr. Wilder.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Hey, yes, that's right, we'll give duplicate prizes.
Well, that's more like it.
Okay, music, boys! Ladies and gentlemen of the press, we have a Miss One in a Million also. Tell the boys your name, honey, where you're from, and... What you think of sunny California?
Well, I'm Vera Valerie. I've lived all over. Just flew in from Chicago. Been singing in a place out there.
A canary boy.
No. And I think California's just wonderful.
Give us a big smile, Miss Valerie. Thank you.
This way, Miss Valerie.
Atta girl. Where's the guy with the grapefruit?
So the doll was declared in, which was okay by me. In fact, every time she said hello, it was plain old nuclear fission with me. But that's not strictly a part of this story. Well, anyhow, from the airport, I carted Thompson and Vera Valerie to the Hotel Diplomat, where I live myself, on a do-bill. There was considerable yammer about that extra free room gratis for Vera, but finally, the manager coughed up another single. Now, there were some hours to kill before we could go out to the Lion Farm, so I took a cold shower, made a few calls, and then wended my way to the Whispering Palm.
Well, high time, Buster. I'm three up on you.
Well, I got problems now. Henry, bring me a Parsons Pitfall. Hey, how they treating you, honey? What's the number of your room?
4-something. 412, 420. Well, I know it's the fourth floor.
Well, that I'll check. Yeah, I got headaches with this stunt, but...